Hello, my name is Brett Clark, and I'd like to share with you how I got to this podcast with you right now. And it's interesting, in my mind at least, because I don't mind speaking at all, but I was nervous to do this. So if you're hearing this, that means I had the courage to post it. And I hope I can inspire you to do something yourself that puts you out of your comfort zone. And, you know, this is within my strength zone, but not my comfort zone. So here goes. And again, my name is Brett Clark, and I have always, I guess, thought about what's next. And when I went into college and I became an education major, I knew that I kind of wanted to coach and I wanted to teach. And when I got an interview for my first job, they asked, you know, kind of, why do you want to be a teacher? And I said, because I want to make a difference with the kids. I want to make an impact with the kids in my classroom. I want to reach them all. And that stuck with me. And for the most part, I think I was able to do that. And when I got an interview to become a principal, they said, well, why do you want to become a principal? And again, it was really kind of, you know, my message, my purpose hadn't changed. And I told them I wanted to become a teacher to impact the kids in my classroom. I wanted to become a principal so I can impact kids in all the classrooms. And so I've always kind of been what, you know, bigger, more, fuller expression, fuller expansion, to just to always do more. And it actually drives my wife nuts. She's kind of just learned to live with me. But she just, you know, for a long time, she said, what's next? It's always what's next. It's always what's next. And yeah, and I used to kind of feel bad about that. And now I'm proud of it. I'm always thinking about what's next. And so I became a principal. And even as I became a principal, I went on and got, you know, some other college classes. And I knew one of the keys to becoming better, to be a better communicator, to be able to reach more people, was to become a better speaker. And the John Maxwell team came along, and I had to say yes. Actually, it took me a while to be able to get the money to be able to say yes. But as soon as I had it, that was the first thing on my mind, and I wanted to become a better speaker. And I think that happened. But a funny thing happened when I joined up. I really became attracted to coaching and, you know, executive coaching. You know, it's just an unbelievable process. And so I wanted to impact more people. And it became clear that I had to get better at that. And I tell you what, I really did. And I use it every day with kids in my office. I do it every day with staff that come in and talk to me when I deal with parents. I use it. And so it has allowed me to do that. But I always want to impact more people. I want to be in boardrooms. I had a chance to work with a large school district and other school districts and a healthcare center. And you really figure out, even though, you know, every business needs to pay for itself, I figured out that none of these things were really about money. And, you know, outwardly, I certainly wanted more money. I certainly wanted to be successful. But I really think they were secondary. And just as I wanted to become a good teacher, I wanted to become a principal that could impact students in every building. I wanted to be able to reach more people and have a greater impact, to add value to them. And that's really what drove me. But inside, I deal with the same doubts that my students do in my classrooms. Wondering if they can do this and they haven't done it before. Why can they do it now? And where will other people think, just like a seventh or eighth grade student in the hallway, I wonder what other people are going to think. Or is this a crazy dream? And I had those moments where I let other people think into what it was that I was trying to accomplish. And that was a turning point for me. I realized that, in fact, I was having some of those same struggles that my students do. And I give them advice to press on and to not care what other people think. And isn't it interesting that sometimes those are the same things that trip us up you know? And so, you know, those are the kind of the turning points for me when I figured out that some of those same things I give advice on all the time to my students are the things I needed to start taking myself. And that's another reason why I said yes to this challenge to create this podcast. I train and breed golden retrievers. And early on, one of my first houses, Lexi, our first golden, and it was a very small fenced in backyard. And what's interesting about that is that just today I figured out that I was the dog. And to give context, when I trained my dog to retrieve, I had a small backyard. And so the dog got used to only going 20 yards. And I'd throw the bumper again and 20 yards. I'd throw the bumper again, 20 yards. I'd throw the bumper again, 20 yards. And when I got out into a field that was nearly endless, I'd throw that bumper as far as I possibly could. But an interesting thing happened. The dog, Lexi, would go out about 20 yards and she'd stop and look. Because she was trained to go 20 yards. That was what she was conditioned to do. It wasn't her fault. She would have went further, but all the hours of training that she ever had, she knew that that's about as far as she's ever gone, and she started to slow down. And whether it's teaching or whether it's being a principal or whether it's working in a corporate boardroom or speaking to a group of people, we condition ourselves, and sometimes we have to stop and think and catch on that we're the dog. You know, we're the ones that are conditioned to stop at a certain point. And we have to push through those boundaries. So it's about realizing it first. It's about creating an expectation that more isn't bad, that even people who love us sometimes unknowingly try to keep us back. And this experience for me has been just that. There's no greater joy than to let the light bulb turn on for someone that just discovered along with you what the power of coaching is all about. There's no greater joy than when I talk to my son and I can use some of these things I've learned and it makes sense and it probably helps get him over one obstacle that he didn't know, you know, how things are going. And really, that's the transformation. It's to be a better dad, to be a better parent, which in turn allows me to be better for my students and my staff and the clients that I serve. And there's a statement that I'll end with that I wrestle with from the time I've heard it till now, but I've coming around. I've been transformed, and I think it's true, but it doesn't mean it doesn't challenge me. It's how you do anything is how you do everything. And especially as a young man, I think I tried to justify that it wasn't true or find the exception. But I think how you do anything is how you do everything. So, you know, that's how I got here from, you know, teaching to be a principal, working in businesses as a young man, trying to earn my way through college and just trying to make a difference. And that's where I'm at. And so I hope that this has been even half as beneficial to you as it has been to me. And I knew I couldn't get it all in the first episode, but certainly there'll be more. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.